各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Greetings to all brothers and sisters.
感谢神，我们可以一起在这边遵守圣安息日。
Thank God that we can all gather here to observe His Sabbath.
来参加灵恩会。
And to attend the spiritual convocation.
我们这次的主题是喜乐的人生。
This the theme this time is the life of joy.
我们要有喜乐的人生，要从我们心中除去烦恼。
In order to obtain a joyful life, we need to remove the sorrow from our heart.
我们看传道书是一章十节。
Let's first turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 11.
传道书是一章十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 10.
是一章十节。
11 verse 10.
所以你当从心中除掉烦恼，从肉体克去血意，因为一生的开端和幼年之时都是虚空的。请读。
Therefore, remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity.
所以我们今天早上一起来思想，从心中除掉烦恼。
So this morning we shall discuss about removing sorrow from our heart.
我们从圣经来谈三点。
We shall discuss three points from the Bible.
就是人生充满了烦恼。
And how we have all sorrows in our lives.
烦恼带来什么样的坏处？
And what kind of harm does it bring?
我们如何从心中除掉烦恼？
And how can we remove this sorrow from our heart?
愿主耶稣让我们从他的话得到造就。
And may the Lord guide us to be edified from His word.
人生充满许多的烦恼。
And so human life is full of sorrow.
我们读传道书十一章第八节。
And let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 8.
十一章第八节。
11 verse 8.
十一章八节。
11 8.
人活多年，就当快乐多年，然而也当想到黑暗的日子，因这日子必多。请读。
But if a man lives many years and rejoices in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many.
我们活多久就当快乐多久。
So if we live so many years, we should rejoice in them all.
但不代表我们无知。
But it doesn't mean we should be ignorant.
因为要想到黑暗的日子。
Because we shall remember the days of darkness.
又说黑暗的日子必多。
And then the darkness day will be many.
所以黑暗的日子很多。
So there will be a lot of days of darkness.
所以耶伯记这样讲。
So Job say.
人为妇人所生。
And we are born of the women.
日子短少，多有苦难。
The days are short and full of toil.
你还记得雅各第一次见埃及法老王的时候，他说什么话？
If we remember when Jacob, when he saw Pharaoh, what's the first word?
他说我的日子又短又苦。
He said that my days are short and full of toil.
他活到一百多岁，他觉得自己日子很短。
He lived up to 100 some years, but he felt that his life is short.
他觉得他一辈子非常的苦。
And he think that his life is full of suffering.
我每次想到他的一生，我也觉得他很苦。
And when I think of his life, I also think that he's full of suffering.
因为他太会抓了。
Because he always grasps.
去抓不是神给你的，或是用自己的方式抓自己的东西。
And he always grasps upon things that is not from God.
你就会觉得很辛苦。
And then that would be quite toilsome.
所以他年轻的时候抓长子的名分。
So when he was young, he tried to grasp hold onto the firstborn right.
哥哥要追杀他。
And his brother want to pursue for his life.
所以他就要逃亡。
So he has to flee.
他结婚之后抓了很多这个岳父的羊。
And then after he got married, he tried to grasp hold onto the sheep of the herd of his uncle.
最后也要从岳父的家逃走。
And then he has to flee from his father-in-law's house.
回到自己的故乡买了一块地。
And then when he went back to his homeland, he had a land.
想不到他的女儿被强奸，他儿子去把人家村庄的人统统杀了，男人。
But then his daughter was being defiled, and his sons went and burned the city of the enemies.
他要第三次逃亡。
So he had to flee for the third time.
后来有人告诉他，他最爱的儿子约瑟被野兽吞吃了。
And then later on, someone told him that his beloved son Joseph was being torn by the beast.
从那个时候，他心中冰凉。
So after that, his heart was cold.
所以他自己说他的日子又苦 又短。
Therefore, he said that his life is short and full of toil.
我们在这边上年纪的人，如果你回想自己的一生。
So here, for those who are of age, if we think of our lives.
你觉得你的人生苦多于甜，还是甜多于苦呢？
So think about it, whether your life is full of happiness or more happiness or more toil.
无论我们是不是基督徒，
whether or not we are Christians or not,
我们都会经过一些辛苦的日子。
We will go through some toilsome life.
我记得年轻的时候，我常常为这个课业在烦恼。
I remember when I was younger, I always worried about my school.
因为数学老师说考不到八十分，少一分打一下。
Because my math teacher said that if I cannot get 80, if anything less than 80, I would get a
hit.
Hit.
Less one, less, 就是少一分打一下。
Any less points of 80, they would get a hit.
所以每次考完试哈，谈话说皮拢变作安尼啦，皮都绷得很紧呐。
So after the exam, I always have this stress.
那工作的时候，常常为这个城市一些虫啊，抓虫也在那边烦恼。
And when I was working, I was worried about the computer bugs in my program.
那结婚之后，也常常为孩子在烦恼。
And after I got married, I would worry about my kids.
那现在做圣工呢？做教会的专职工人呢？
And now I'm a full-time worker of God.
也觉得有时候觉得教会的重担天天压在我们身上。
There will be a burden from church that is also upon us.
有谁软弱我们不担心呢？
Would I not be worried about people who are weak?
有些迷失我们不带祷呢？
Will I not be worried for those who are lost?
当然人生有些烦恼是 godly sorrow, 它是一种属灵的烦恼。
But there are some sorrow that are godly sorrow.
圣经上讲我们这样的烦恼会生出没有懊悔的懊悔。
And this kind of sorrow will allow us to,
就是不会后悔了。
To not regret.
但是呢世上的烦恼会叫人死。
But the worldly sorrow will make one die.
什么叫世上的烦恼呢？
What kind of worldly sorrow is this?
就像李宗盛先生写的那一首歌啊。
Just like a composer, a writer of song.
他说最近比较烦，比较烦。
Mr. Lee, and he wrote a song about, lately I'm so annoyed.
总觉得钞票一天比一天难赚。
And then it's always getting harder to earn more money.
女儿太胖，儿子又不肯吃饭。
And my daughter is too chubby, and my son doesn't want to eat.
车子太烂，银行又没有存款。
And my car is so broken, and I don't have money in my bank.
所以最近比较烦，比较烦。
So I'm so annoyed and sorrow.
这个是世上的烦恼。
This is the worldly trouble.
那世上的烦恼会叫人死。
And the worldly trouble will make one die.
怪不得圣经形容一个人过世是习了世上的重担。
That is why the Bible describes that if one dies, they lay down all the sorrows.
所以每一个人活在人间或多或少都有黑暗的日子。
So for anyone to live on this world, there is more or less some sorrow.
那我们从圣经看，其实烦恼会带来相当多的坏处。
And if we look at this sorrow, it can bring us a lot of harm.
第一，它会让人屈而不伸，英文叫 depressed.
It can actually make one depressed.
我们看箴言的十二章二十五节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25.
现在的人，无论他手中拥有多少，很多人都很 depressed.
Doesn't matter how much you have on yourself, you always be depressed.
因为人的欲望常常没有办法得到满足。
Because people are always want more.
有很多烦恼的事情。
And there are a lot of sorrowful things.
箴言十二章的二十五节。
Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25.
十二章二十五节。
12:25.
人心忧虑，屈而不伸，一句良言使心欢乐。记录。
Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad.
人心忧虑你一直烦恼呢， 会屈而不伸啊。
So anxiety in the heart of man can cause depression.
那个英文就是 depression， 很清楚的讲。那中文屈而不伸，就让我想起，如果你坐飞机不小心坐到中间那个位置。
So this depression make me think of when we are on the plane and we are in the middle seat.
那现在的飞机的这个位置都越来越小啊。
And nowadays, all the airlines seats, airplane seats are getting smaller and smaller.
那你坐在中间，如果两边又是高个一点的。
If you are in the middle seat and then your neighbors are all quite big.
他们又把手都放在那个 armrest 上面，又放在那里。
And they lay their arms on the armrest.
那你就觉得哦，真的是屈而不伸啊。
And then you feel that you cannot really stretch yourself at all.
你整路都会觉得很辛苦。
And then all this journey, you will feel very.
他说烦恼的感觉就像这样子啊。
So this is how anxiety. Feels.
你看哈娜没有办法生孩子。
So Hannah was barren.
啊，又被啊别人家刺激。
And she was being bullied by others.
所以她就吃不下饭。
So she could not eat.
她先生安慰她说：“我难道不会比有七个孩子更好吗
？”So her husband comforted her and say, "Am I not better than seven sons to you?"
但是她就是烦恼不能生孩子这件事情。
But she was always troubled that she was barren.
她就不受安慰啊。
So she could not be comforted.
你看那个暗嫩为了喜欢一个小姐。
And Amnon, when he tried, he was
又得不到这位小姐。
He loved a woman and he could not get her.
他就吃不下饭，睡不着觉。
He also could not eat and has no appetite.
就渐渐消瘦，就为情消瘦。
So he became skinnier because of feelings.
所以你看他情绪呀，这个情绪烦恼的问题带来肉体的不健康。
So the emotional feeling can bring unhealthy body.
真的有时候我们遇到事情很烦恼。
So it's true that when we encounter something, we can be troubled.
非常的屈而不伸。
We cannot, we will be depressed.
不晓得怎么办。
And we do not know what to do.
有位爸爸突然发现到他儿子teenager, 突然尝试要割腕自杀。
And there was a father who found out that his teenager son tried to kill himself.
哇，他真的不晓得怎么办呢。
And he did not know what to do.
怎么从小上教会的孩子会变成这样子？
How can a young kid always go to church from young and will do something like this?
爸爸非常的自责。
So the father was very
到底我说错了什么话？有什么样不对的态度，让他走到这样的路
？So he thought to himself, what did he do that he that leads to such a matter?
真的，那个爸爸在神面前哭了一个月。
So the father cried in front of God for like 1 month.
当神没有安慰他、解开他的心的时候，他真的是屈而不伸呐。
So when God did not comfort him, he felt that he was depressed.
那这个屈而不伸哦，到最后真的会生病啊。
So when one is depressed, at the end they will get sick.
甚至会有时候会死人的。
And it can even cause death.
我们看传道书的五章十七节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 7.
传道书五章十七节。
5 verse 17.
传道书五章十七节。
Ecclesiastes 5:17.
并且他终身在黑暗中吃喝，多有烦恼，又有病患怄气。
All his days he also eats in darkness, and he has much sorrow and sickness and anger.
这边提到财主啊，一天到晚只懂得赚钱啊，积攒钱财，带来一个大祸患。
So here it mentions of a rich man who would know to earn money and then bring sorrow to himself.
就是他后来因为工作太辛苦了，也生病了。
Because working so hard that he would get sick.
所以他只能够在黑暗中吃喝啊。
So he can only eat in darkness.
有烦恼又生病啊，病患怄气。
He has much sorrow and sickness and anger.
真的有时候我们烦恼太多会生病，会怄气。
So it's true that when we worry so much and be sorrowful, and we will get sick.
你还记得拿巴的故事吗
？If you remember the story of Nabal,
圣经上讲他这个人又臭又硬。
The Bible describes him as a wicked person.
所以对大卫的仆人非常不礼貌。
And he's very stubborn, and he's very rude to the work, the servant of David.
后来他太太在他醒了酒之后对他说。
And then after he was
awakened
from his drunkenness.
那他太太跟他讲。
And his wife told him.
你知道大卫本来带一大堆人要来杀我们家所有的男人吗？
In fact, David has brought a lot of servants to come and kill all our male.
我已经解决了啦哈。
But I have taken care of it.
圣经上讲说呢，他听了这些话就开始身体僵硬。
So the Bible recorded that after he heard this, his body started to become
好像石头一样啊。
Like stone.
到最后就被神处罚死了。
And then he was punished by God unto death.
我自己想这是吓死的。
I think this is really scared to death.
英文叫 panic attack, 就是他听到这个消息吓到啊，真的到最后就这样死掉了。
It is a panic attack, so he was pretty much frightened to death.
我以前读到这样的故事不太了解。
When I used to look at this kind of story, I could not understand.
我最近读到一篇医学报道，我就比较清楚了。
And recently, I've read a medical report, I can understand more.
那个报道谈到说，当一个人遇到危险，比如说遇到狮子老虎啊，你身体就会产生一种荷尔蒙。就肾上腺素会有激素产生。
So when one encounters such a danger like a lion or tiger, the body will emit a type of hormone.
它要准备你的身体赶快跑，或是来准备打。
It will secrete a type of hormone to be ready for yourself to fight.
那时候你会呼吸急促。
And then at the time you have a short breath.
有更多的 sweats, 你更多的流汗。
You will sweat a lot.
你会变得脸比较苍白，因为你所有的血液都跑到身体的表面要准备抗争。
You get very pale because all your blood flows to the top of your skin.
那现在问题来了，就是说当你遇到紧张的事情不是狮子老虎的时候。
So if you encounter something that is very dangerous.
那个比如说是你银行的卡债。
That is not a tiger or lion. For example, your bank debt,
或者是你的婚姻关系，
or your marriage problem,
或是你小朋友的问题，
or your kids' problem.
你的身体已经产生一种荷尔蒙，你准备要打，但是呢，那个紧张的状态一直没有消失。
So you already have this hormone secreted, and you are ready to fight, but then you could not overcome.
这个荷尔蒙一直产生，到最后就对身体造成一种极大的伤害。
And this hormone secretion will actually keep continuing, and it will cause great harm to your body.
长久以来，它会让你身体僵硬。
It will actually make your body get hardened.
你心跳加快，可能会造成心脏病。
And then you have a high speed rate, and then you will have a heart attack.
因为紧张的关系，可能造成胃溃疡。
And then the anxiety will cause you to have a.
对，所以现在医学上大部分都同意
哈，
这种忧虑啊，忧虑过分太多，造成身体的伤害。
So overly anxiety will cause great harm to your body.
这个我蛮相信的。
And I truly believe it.
为什么呢？
Why?
我听到一个见证。
I heard of a testimony.
我们教会有三个年轻人呢、去大峡谷那边玩，后来回家的时候、
We used to have three youths when they went to Grand Canyon and on the way back.
他们呢就遇到车祸，就是一条线的这个双一条线的车子哈，然后一边是这样，一边是这样哈，那另外一个酒醉的就开到他们这条线来了。
So when they were on the freeway, they are on the single lane, and the other side, other direction, a drunken driver hit them.
前面两个弟兄呢，都看到那辆车要过来了。
And the brothers, two brothers in the front seat, they saw the car.
所以他们身体已经准备好要 fight 了哈，就是准备好了。
Their body is ready to fight.
结果车祸之后，这两个弟兄都没有事。
So the after the accident, they have no problem.
那姐妹后面的姐妹呢？她睡着了，她不晓得有危险到。
But the sister at the back, she was asleep at the time.
所以受伤害最重的就是里面肠子破了啦，什么最伤。受伤害最重的就是他。
So the sister actually had the worst injury.
所以我们在说，如果你长期的紧张又不像车祸一下就没有了，你一直处理的是一种无形的压力，到最后那个产生的哈。那些荷尔蒙事实上会伤害到自己的身体。
So if you try to fight with something, then you did not do so, and then all these stress will be actually unhealthy to your body.
所以圣经上讲，真的你会屈而不伸呐。
So the Bible said that we can actually be depressed.
到最后伤害自己的身体到生病啊。
So we can actually have cause the sickness to our body.
所以耶稣才提醒我们。
So Jesus reminded us.
你们不要忧虑。
Do not be worried.
不要忧为生活忧虑，吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
Do not worry about what you wear, what you eat.
你们的忧虑难道会让你们的身高长高一寸吗
？Would your worry help you to earn another inch?
让你的头发变黑变白吗
？Whether you can have change your hair color?
所以呢，耶稣基本上讲，忧虑对整个事情没有帮助。
So Jesus is telling us that all these worries are not beneficial.
所以有的人说啊，这个忧虑啊，好像坐摇椅一样，让你有事情做，摇一摇，但是不会带你到哪里去啊。
So some people say that the worries also make you do something, but it won't get you anywhere.
有一句话我蛮相信的，不晓得你相不相信。有一句话我蛮相信的，不晓得你相不相信。
There's a saying that I truly believe. I don't know if you believe.
他说，忧虑最糟糕的事情通常不会发生。
And if you actually worry about something, it will not happen to you.
The worst, 最糟糕的通常不会发生。
If you worry about the worst, it's normally not happening.
你看民数记十四章一到四节哦，那个以色列百姓派十二个探子到迦南地去窥探。
So in Numbers 14 verse 1-4, it records of the 12 spies.
那十个就报坏信息。
The 10 spies came back with bad news.
他们长得像巨人呐，我们像蚱蜢啊，他们一踩，我们就一声就死掉了。
So the enemy, they are so giant-like, and they're like we're like grasshoppers, so we will die once we get in.
那个老百姓听了，心里就消化了。
So those people, when they heard it, they believe it.
他说：“摩西啊，你干嘛把我们带到旷野被敌人杀死呢
？”So they complained to Moses and say, "Why did you bring us to come here and be and die?"
我们的妇女、我们的小孩，我们都会倒在敌人的刀下。
We all our people, our women, kids, we will die under the sword.
请问他们的妇人、他们的小孩，真的有倒在敌人的刀下吗？从历史上来看。
So in history, did their wives and the kids, did they actually die of the sword?
没有啦，除了爱城的战争，他每一场都打胜仗。
Actually, except for the attack of city of Ai, they actually defeated every city.
所以你想象最困难的事情通常不会发生。
So when you think of the worst scenario, it normally will not happen.
我不晓得没跟大家讲过，我以前很喜欢来美国留学。
I have maybe I've mentioned this before. I really love to come to U.S. for study.
那个留学的托福考试一定要500分才能够过关。
And in order to come to study here, I have to pass TOEFL with 500 points.
我每次做梦都考499分呢。
And every time I dream about it, I would only get 499.
哦，每次醒来，哎，还好是个梦，还好是个梦啊。
And then when I was awake, I was so relieved.
所以哦，人真的有烦恼，烦恼其实真的没有办法给你带来什么好处。
So we all have sorrows, and all these sorrows are not bringing us any benefits.
所以耶稣一直提醒我们不要烦恼。
So Jesus always reminded us not to be sorrowful.
那我们从圣经看，我们怎么样来除掉心中的烦恼呢
？So let's look at from the Bible how can we remove this sorrow from.
我们看传道书的十一章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes 11.
第十节
verse 10.
十一章第十节
chapter 11 verse 10.
十一章第十节
11 10.
所以你当从心中除掉烦恼，从肉体克弃邪恶。请读。
Therefore, remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh.
我们要除掉烦恼的一个条件就是我们要从肉体除掉邪恶。
In order to remove sorrow from our heart, we shall first put away evil from our flesh.
因为这个邪恶的东西常常是不平安的来源。
Because anything evil is not from a good source.
他说以赛亚书57:20-21这样说。
So Isaiah 57:20-21 says.
我们来换一下以赛亚书57:20-21。
Let's turn to Isaiah 57.Verse 20-21.
以赛亚书57:20-21。
57 of Isaiah 20-21.
唯独恶人好像翻腾的海，不得平静，其中的水常涌出污秽和淤泥来。我的神说，恶人必不得平安。句号。
But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt.There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked.
There's no peace for the wicked. 就是这个是很直截了当的一句话。
It is a very direct saying.
恶人必不得平安。
The wicked shall have no peace.
他的心呢，好像欢腾的海啊。
Their hearts will be like the troubled sea.
你还记得约拿不听神的话，逃到他斯的时候？
If you remember Jonah when he was being disobedient and flee to Tarshish.
这个海里就起了暴风浪。
And the sea had wind and storm.
我们的心像一个湖泊，像一个海洋。
Our heart is like a sea.
如果我们心中有一些不好的恶念或是我们做了什么恶事
If we have some evil thoughts, or if we have done something wrong,
我们的心湖，我们心里的海洋就会起了暴风浪。
And then inside our heart, we will have a troubled sea.
这样怎么得平安呢？
How can we receive peace?
这样怎么可能不烦恼呢？
How can we not be sorrowful?
所以传道书11:9在提醒年轻人呢。
So in Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 9, it reminds the youth.
他说：“少年人啊，你在年幼的日子当快乐。”
It says, "Rejoice, O young man, in your youth."
在你幼年的日子，使你的心欢畅，行你心所愿的。
And let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth.
你也可以看你眼中所爱看的。
You can walk in the ways of your heart in the sight of your eyes.
却要知道，为这一切的事，神必审问。
But know that for all these, God will bring you into judgment.
不是说不可以追求这个喜乐的事情。
It doesn't mean we cannot desire for good things.
不是说你眼睛什么都不可以看。
It doesn't mean you cannot see a lot of things.
不是说你所厌的都不可以去追求。
It's not that you cannot pursue after a lot of things.
但是有一条线
But there's a line.
如果我们越过这条线，在神面前就是不义。
If we go beyond this line, we shall be unrighteous.
那我们怎么样能够心中会有平安呢？
So how can we receive peace?
所以今天我们竟然已经信了耶稣基督。
So today we have believed in the Lord Jesus.
我们已经被洁净了。
We have been cleansed.
我们不要像猪一样再回到淤泥打滚。
We should not be like the swine, go back to the dirt.
我们不要像狗一样吐出去的再把它叼回来舔。
We shall not be like the dogs, after they vomit, they eat the...
我们常常聚会的目的是什么？
Why do we come to service often?
就是常常灵修，我们今年的灵性比去年更好。
It is to come and spiritually cultivate ourselves so we can improve ourselves.
我们未来的这个品德比今天更好。
So we can have a better virtue than before.
所以越来我们越不用为罪来担忧越来越觉得心中很平安
And supposedly, we should not worry more and more about our sin and have more and more peace.
当然，为罪忧伤悔改是好的。
So it is good to repent for our sin.
但是我们不要一直常常处在这样的状态而没有进步
But we should not always remain in this stage and do not improve.
我认识一个跟我参加台湾第一届的神训班的一个同龄。
I know of a member that has attended the first NYTS.
有一次他叫我去他家跟他聊天。
So he asked me to go to his home for chatting.
他就在谈到他灵修的一个心路历程。
So he was sharing about his life of faith.
他说我们年轻的时候教会说这个不可以做，那个不可以做。
And he said that in the olden times, the church always say, do not do this or that.
只要不越过线嘛，我们都嘛偷偷的去做。
So as long as we do not surpass that line, we will just do it secretly.
也觉得不对，但是也觉得哎呀，神会原谅嘛。
We may feel guilty, but I think that God will forgive us.
总是不要越过线就好了。
So as long as we do not surpass the line.
可是现在老了，感觉不一样。
But now that I'm older, I feel different.
他就他这个罪啊，对他来讲已经不再有吸引力了。
So all these desires is no longer attracted.
他觉得这些罪恶像垃圾一样。
So he felt that all this sin is like rubbish.
他不愿意再把它存留在自己的生命当中。
He doesn't want all these things to remain in his life.
我想我们一生的灵修就是应该有这样的一种追求。
So our whole lifelong spiritual cultivation should be such as this.
我们要除掉心中的烦恼。
We have to remove the sorrow in our hearts.
我们先要克除去掉心。中的邪意肉体的邪意。
And we have to remove the evil from our flesh.
我们怎么样能够除去心中的烦恼呢？
So how can we remove our sorrow from our heart?
除了除掉这个肉体的邪恶之外，
Other than to remove the put away the evil from our flesh.
我们常常要接受神光的照耀。
We have to receive the light from God.
我们看传道书十一章第七节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 7.
十一章第七节。
11 verse 7.
光本是佳美的，眼见日光也是可悦的。人活多年，就当快乐多年。请读。
Truly the light is sweet, and it is pleasant for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man lives many years and rejoices in them all.
他说光本是佳美的。
So truly the light is sweet.
真的呢，光有七个颜色。
And we know that light has seven colors.
从橙黄绿蓝靛紫，像彩虹的颜色一样。
And it's a light of rainbow.
这个是很美的。
It is beautiful.
那眼睛见到光也是可悦人的。
And it is very pleasant to the eyes.
所以眼有光，使心喜乐。
So when someone has light in their eyes, then they will rejoice.
以前我曾经在药厂做过事。
I have worked at a pharmaceutical company before.
中午的时候，他们有请人来 lunch 的时候，他们有请人来演讲
And during lunchtime, they would have speakers.
那个演讲的人他讲到一个观念，我觉得蛮有趣的。
To give a talk on such a concept that I think is very interesting.
他说，忧郁症的人哦，要常常晒太阳。
And they say that those who are depressed, they should go under the sun.
你看哦，那些常常患忧郁症的人，他们不喜欢见光，他们一定是把 curtain 房子弄得非常的暗。
We know that all those people with depression, they do not like the light. They would cover the room with all the curtains.
但是呢，他说，这个忧郁症一个治疗方法就是要常晒太阳。
So one of the way to help them is to go out in the sun.
我们都知道，全美国统计自杀率最高的地方是西雅图。
And the statistics says that the highest suicidal rate is in Seattle.
为什么呢？
Why?
西雅图天天在常常在下雨。
Because in Seattle they always rain.
这个天气常常是暗的。
And the weather is always moody.
所以当我们要消除烦恼，我们要见到光。
So in order to remove sorrow of our heart, we need to see the light.
耶稣就是世界的光。
So Jesus is the light of the world.
神的话就是我们脚前的光，路上的灯。
And God's word is the light to our path and the lamp to our feet.
所以常常见光就是常常见到耶稣基督，常常听耶稣基督的话。
So to often see the light means to often hear the words of Jesus.
真的有时候我们忧虑的时候，耶稣提醒我们：“你为什么不看天上的灰鸟呢？”
So when we are sorrowful, Jesus reminded us not to always look at the birds in the sky.
他不种也不收，天父也养活他。
They do not sow or reap, but God provides for them.
你的生命不比灰鸟更贵重吗？
Are your life not more precious than them?
生命不胜于饮食吗？
And the life isn't it more than food and drink?
身体不胜于衣裳吗？
And your body isn't it more than clothing?
我们仔细想，会觉得很有道理。
So if we think of it, it makes sense.
你真的冬天很少看到一只鸟，这个冷死的，或是饿死的，很少。
Winter time, you rarely see the birds die.
那神可以照顾一个小小的飞鸟。
If the God can take care of a sparrow,
你再大的困难，神不照顾你吗？
So if you have a so great trouble will God not take care?
耶稣把你的眼睛带到那个野地的百合花。
And God, Jesus led you to the field of lilies.
他说不织，他不织布也不纺纱。
And the lilies would not do anything.
但是呢，所罗门王在最荣华的时候所穿戴的，还不如这花一朵呢。
But all those luxuries and pleasures of King Solomon, they're not even worthy of this lily.
所以我们接受到主耶稣的话。
So if we can receive the word of Jesus,
我们心中就得到安慰啊。
Our hearts can be comforted.
你知道，常常忧虑啊，跟喜乐啊，常常是一线之间而已哦。
So actually,
在一念之间呢。
The sorrow, and the joy is just.But a fine line.
你是看到光还是看到阴暗？
Whether you see the light or the darkness.
你一直看光，你就有希望。
If you look at the light, you have hope.
你一直看阴暗，你就很痛苦。
If you look at the darkness, you'll be painful.
所以我们要转身向阳光，背就自然对着阴暗。
So if you turn to the light, then your back would be upon the darkness.
你看夏甲为了养孩子，要在那边一直哭，一直哭。
So Hagar was worried about his son that she cried.
因为他们在旷野迷失了。
Because they were lost in the wilderness.
一皮带的水也喝光了。
And the water was consumed.
突然之间神的声音对他说话。
And suddenly the voice from God.
他就眼睛明亮看到一口井。
Came to her and said that, and her eyes were enlightened and she saw a well.
好像一道光就看到了盼望，看到了预备。
So it's like seeing light, then she saw providence.
你看哈拿，她为了不能生孩子哭泣。
And Hannah, because she could not give birth to a son, she cried.
祭司的一句话，以利的一句话，就让她心开了。
And the priest Eli just said one thing, and her hearts were open.
他说：“你平平安安回家，愿神按照你所求的给你成全。”
He said, "Go home in peace, and may what you desire, God will provide."
他心就开了，他就吃得下饭。
So after her hearts were open, then she could eat again.
所以就一念之间而已啦。
So it's just but one thought.
我们刚提到那个爸爸为孩子哭了一个月。
So I mentioned before the father was crying for his son for
在祷告当中，神给他一个观念。
And in between this time, God gave him a thought.
就是你要把孩子献上。
That you have to offer up your son.
这个献上，他知道这个意思不是说他以后要什么做专职传道，不是这个意思。
And actually, it doesn't mean that he has to offer his son to be a full-time minister.
就是告诉你，生命在神的手中。
It's to tell him that the life is in the hand of God.
你能够生他的身体。
You can give birth to him.
你没有办法掌握他的生命。
But you cannot control his life.
他的生命在神手中。
His life is in the hands of God.
所以这个当这个爸爸懂得把孩子的生命献上。
So if the father understood that he needs to offer up the son to God,
他就不再掉眼泪了。
Then he no longer wept.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们要见到光。
So brethren, we need to see the light.
神就是光。
And God is the light.
神的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And God's word is the lamp to our feet, the light to our path.
我们怎么从我们的心中除掉烦恼呢？
And how else can we remove our sorrow from our hearts?
我们看彼得前书五章七节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7.
彼得前书五章七节，这是很安慰人的话。
This is a very comforting words.
五章七节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 7.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。五章七节。
5:7. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
For he cares for you. 这句话真的很安慰人哦。
This is a very comforting word.
天上这个至尊至大、无所不在、无所不能的神，他顾念我们。
And this almighty, omnipotent God, omnipresent God, he cares for us.
因为我们是他的儿女。
Because we are his children.
我们是他心上的一块肉。
We are the flesh upon
earth. 你怎么样爱自己的儿女？
However you love your own children.
我们天父比那样的爱更爱我们。
Our heavenly Father will evermore love us.
所以他说你要把你的忧虑卸给神。
So it says that we need to cast our care upon him.
英文叫 cast， 就是你丢出去啊，就好像那个 他们呢、啊，百姓把衣服啊 cast on the donkey 哦，你就把衣服呢啊放在这个，就是把它丢出去啊啊，在驴子上面。
So casting here means like throw out your care.
啊，所以你自己不要保留，你已经把它丢出去了。
So you should not reserve anything for yourself.
啊，所以我们真的要知道，我们有一个慈爱的天父。
So we need to understand that we have a heavenly Father that truly cares for us.
腓立比书四章六节，很多人都会背。
And Philippians 4:6, everyone knows how to recite it.
应当一无挂虑。
Be anxious of nothing.
啊，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求跟感谢。
But in everything through the prayers and supplications and thanksgiving.
啊，将你所要的告诉神。
And offer up everything to God.
啊，神所赐人出啊，神所赐出啊，出人意外的平安。
God will give you anything surpass all understanding.
啊，必在基督耶稣里面保守你们的心怀意念。
His peace will guard our hearts and our mind through Jesus.
所以弟兄姐妹，他顾念你哦。
So, brothers and sisters, he cares for us.
Anxious for nothing. 你要一无挂虑。
We need to be anxious for nothing.
你真的再不行，你在祷告当中通通跟他说。
So, doesn't matter how, you just put up everything in the prayer.
那让他来处理哦。
And let him take care of it.
我小时候听到一个传道人讲一个故事。
And when I was young, I heard of a story from a preacher.
我们乡下有牛车啊。
We have these... ox wagon.
Ox car, yeah. 那有一个人啊，开牛车过去，有一个农夫挑了很重的重担。那开牛车的人说：“哎，伯伯，你啊，上牛车啊，你不要背重担。”
So when this person taking the wagon, and then he saw an old man, he told the old man to get up.
那结果他真的上了牛车。
And he was full of
他上来了。
And he went up.
这个牛继续开车，继续走啊。
So the wagon keep on going.
那这个人突然转身说：“啊，伯父啊，啊，为什么你上牛车那个担子还扛在肩头上面呢、啊、
？”So this driver of the wagon told the old man, "How come you're still carrying your burden on yourself?"
他说：“哎呀，不好意思啦，坐你的牛车已经很好了。”不好意思，把这个重担再放在车上面了、
啊。So the old man told him that it's already very nice of you to let me go up the wagon. I should not put the burden on your wagon.
啊，其实不知道这个是多余的哈。
So he did not know that is actually unnecessary.
我们很多烦恼哦，自己背都是多余的。
So a lot of times we carry our own burden unnecessarily.
真的，我们要放心把它交给神。
We need to cast all our burden unto God.
他真的顾念我们、哦、
Because he cares for us.
啊，最近一次小弟到智利教会去。
And recently I went to the church in Chile.
遇到听到一个姐妹做见证。
And I heard of a sister giving testimony.
她见证她的孩子出车祸的情形。
She testified about her kids having accident.
那个哈、哦，她有两个孩子嘛哈、哦，那个比较小的她牵着，比较大的让她自己走。她想不到一转眼哦，大的孩子不见了。
So she was holding the hands of two kids, one on the left and right, and the older kid suddenly just disappeared.
啊，原来是被那个校车撞了哦，然后被校车拖走了啊，然后呢，他那个是以后他才知道的。
So the other kid was actually being hit by a car and was being told a bit of a distance.
然后他说所有的情况都是差一点点就救不回来了。
So it's a matter of a little.
他说那老人家好像是到一个地步哦，再低一点就脑死了。就刚刚好，那个脑压就高一点点，还不至于脑死哦。
So it happened so that the kid was did not die because of
brain pressure 哈、哦、，is a little bit higher than.
Oh, the brain pressure was a little bit higher.
再低一点点，他就不用再救了啦。
So if the pressure went down, then there's no hope.
他说那个孩子被车子拖走哈、哦。其实整个大腿几乎 你想可以想象猪腿这样被 切掉一大半这样子、啊。
So the kid was being told by the car and then pulled by the car and the leg was.
他说呢，啊 ，sorry, 那
broken 吗？
就是被掐那些蜜被掐掉，就是被脱掉，被磨掉一大堆啊。
Is the part of the leg was being torn.
Yeah. 他说如果再磨进来一点点哦，就要做人工肛门。他离那个离肛门那已经肉啊，已经被磨到啊，就靠近肛门再一点点啊，就要做人工肛门了。
So if it tear in a little bit more of his flesh, then the kid has to go and get a man-made artificial anus.
所以神保守他，虽然很大的灾祸哈，但是都是差一点点，他的情况就完蛋了。
So God really protect them. So it's just a little fine line that they could not be healed.
感谢主啊，小弟这次去看那个孩子跑来跑去的，很活泼。
So this time when I went there, I can see the kids are still running around.
你看不到他经历这么大一个灾难，你看不出来。
We cannot see or know that they have encountered such a big tragic.
这个姐妹心中也很感恩呢。
But the sister was very thankful.
我们在人世间哦，都是有苦难的。
So in this life, we all have sorrow.
但是呢，他顾念我们。
But God cares for us.
好像快要很糟糕，很糟糕，但是给你留一线啊，让你真的不至于失望哦。
It seems very tragic, but God gives us this little bit of hope.
啊，愿主耶稣能够帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
人生充满了黑暗的日子。
Our life is full of darkness.
但是真的不要太烦恼，不要烦恼了哦。
But we should not be too sorrowful.
不要烦恼了。
Just do not be sorrowful.
因为真的太多的坏处了。
Because there are so many harms.
我们要真的要慢慢的越来越灵修，我们不再为罪来忧虑。
And we should not worry about our sin and to spiritually cultivate ourselves.
常常见光。
And to see more light.
常常听神的话。
To listen to the word of God.
常常看到主耶稣的荣颜。
To see the glory of God.
要知道他顾念我们。
And to know that He cares for us.
那我们一起来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn.
348首。
348.